the month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of the special series for Ramadan. The blessed month of Ramadan is the best opportunity for the growth of man's spiritual capacities. But before anything, the heart should be cleansed of pollutions, just like a gardener who first weeds and then sows the seeds. One of the evil characteristics and pollutions that should be avoided, especially in Ramadan, is anger. The anger that is not controlled is like the blaze of fire which will burn and destroy man. Anger has been likened to fire in most of the hadith, a fire that has originated from the Satan. That's why if an angry person does not control his anger, it will destroy his body and spirit soon. Experts of ethics say that as soon as a person gets angry, his intellect will subside and he will utter words or show behaviors that are not normal. Uncontrolled anger can lead to violation of others' rights or break of family and marital bonds. A very important way for harnessing one's anger is patience. Patience is the key for repelling the Satan and gaining God's pleasure. As you know, fasting has a lot of effects, but one of the best ones is patience and tolerance. A patient and tolerant person usually does not decide or act recklessly and rashly. In continuation of discussing the injunctions of fasting, we touch upon the fast of parents that have been nullified. After the death of a father, if he has failed to fast some days or month, his elder son is obligated to fast instead of him, even if the father has failed to fast out of disobedience of God. As for the deceased mother, if she has failed to fast some days or month, it is not obligatory for the elder son to fast instead of her, although it is recommended. If the elder son has died, it is not obligatory on other sons to fast instead of their parents. If the elder son cannot fast due to disease or what else, he can hire someone to do the job. Dear listeners, we have fasted for 24 days. One of the most important states of servitude before God, especially during the blessed month of Ramadan, is a long prostration. Only God and His chosen servants, His messengers and imams, know what has been saved as a reward and what bounties will be bestowed upon those who perform long prostrations. On the last 10 nights of the blessed month of Ramadan, the faithful recite special supplications that have been taught by the infallible successors of the Prophet. So, let us recite together tonight's supplication. O disposer of the night as a garment and the day as a means of livelihood, and the earth as a cradle and the mountains as nails. O God, O dominant, O God, O all-compeller, O God, O hearing, O God, O near, O God, O answerer, O God, O God, O God. The best names, the loftiest parables and grandeur and bounties belong to you. I ask you to bless Muhammad and his progeny and place my name on this night among the successful, and my spirit with the martyrs, and my good deed at the highest point of paradise, and my evil deeds forgiven. And I plead to you to grant me certitude which accompanies with my heart and faith, which takes that away from me, and make me satisfied with what you have distributed for me. And give us good in the world and good in the hereafter. And guard us against the punishment of burning fire. And give me a sustenance on this night, your remembrance and your gratitude, an enthusiasm toward you, and returning to you, and assisting me in what you have assisted Muhammad and progeny of Muhammad, greetings to him and them.